All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And game two is shortly getting underway here in Marshall. We're about 20 minutes ahead of schedule on this one, as Edgerton was the winner of the previous game against McCray. 17-1 was the final on that one. So it was an abbreviated game, as it was 10-run rule by the end of the top of the fourth inning. And it's now Lackawanna Valley versus Edgerton on this very same field in which the Eagles lost earlier this morning and afternoon. 11 o'clock game that got underway, and they unfortunately started out nicely, 3-0 lead, but ended losing 10-3 to a very good team in that first one from Wabasso, the Rabbits. And now it looks like they've got their work cut out for them again versus Edgerton, the Flying Dutchman, as they were 17-1 winners and eliminated McCray out of the section tournament. Your starting lineups, first of all, out in the field for the Eagles, who are the home team for this game. Riley Clark, the right-hander, taking her warm-up pitches right now. She will be getting the start here. Your batting lineup for Edgerton, and we do not have first names, just first initials on this lineup card, and hopefully I can read the coach's writing here too. Nibelink is the designated player, and she's going to be leading off. Left-handed bat in to face Riley Clark, and we're already going to get underway here. Clark looks in and gets the sign, and the pitch, and is nubbed out past the shortstop between short and third for a single, and a leadoff at first pitch is a base hit and leadoff runner aboard. Riley Clark is pitching. Bond behind the plate for the Eagles. And the pitch, running bunt, tip foul. So 0-1. Geyser over at first base, Traeger at second, Zarbuck at third, Wittenabel at shortstop. Then left to right, it's Kahn, Omland, and Borsted. Another left-handed batter in the lineup here is Brumenkohl, facing a 0-1 count right now against Clark, with one on and nobody out. And a stolen base to second base. Nibelink now in scoring position with nobody out. Just underway. Time for the first inning. Glad you could join us. High for a ball. 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Riley Clark, the right-hander, looking in. And the pitch. High for a ball. 3-1. 3-1 delivery. And called a ball 4 and a walk. The first two batters aboard for Wagner, the number 3 batter and shortstop in the order for the Flying Dutchman. Clark looks in, and the pitch fouled down the left field line on the ground, 0-1. Clark works ahead. Glad you could join us. Paul Raymond under the weather, so Paul Schwartz here getting the call last night. High for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Found myself a little bit better spot to do the game than I was with game one. Plus, I think the wind has died down a little bit. Boy, that's pulled foul. And it's 1-2. Down in the dirt, Bond with a nice stop there to prevent the runner from advancing. And that evens count at two balls, two strikes. Against Wagner, high for ball 3. Count goes full, still nobody out, and runners on first and second for Edgerton right here at the top of the first. lifted towards left field, down the line, and foul. Conn ran over to give it a look, but don't think she would have been able to get there as it just went over the fence on that foul left field side. And still a full count against Wagner. Flying right at the shortstop. She barely had to move. Nice, hard hit ball, but Whittenable is right there and got it for out number one. Runner's unable to advance, so that's good news. Jay Felicimo, the catcher. For a wild pitch, and the runner advances to third and second. A 1-0 pitch, misses outside, 2-0. Boy, the Dutchman with a wealth of left-handed bats in the lineup. Check swing, double strike. Two balls and one strike down the count. Riley Clark in the pitcher's circle, the right-hander works. 2-1 delivery. Pop fly to first base, and Geiser has it for the easy out. Two away here. Runners at second and third. The first two batters came aboard by a single and a walk, and then a wild pitch advanced the runners to second and third. But here we are now with two outs. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate. Working ahead of the hitter, 0-1. That got away, and it's another wild pitch, and that'll score a run. And advance, Mimenkall up to third base. Grounder towards third, up with it, and over 5-3. And Starbuck to Geiser on the putout to end the inning. Well, Edgerton gets one run off of one hit. Couple of errors and one left. After a half inning, it's 1-0 Edgerton. Back with the Eagles coming to the plate when we return.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pearson Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones & Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Autowood Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Agan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service & Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar & Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Dryer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
All right, back at Marshall, and down 1-0 are the Eagles. Their first plate appearance. Aiden Bond has the count even at 1-1. She leads things off here in the home half of the first. Takes low for a ball, 2-1. Van Dyke pitching. Felicima behind the plate. Schmidt at first base. We'll get you the rest after this pitch at 2-1. There's a strike. A high one at that. 2-2. That's some consistency. We saw that in the top of that for the first, that the home plate umpire is giving that high strike. 2-2 pitch. That one's a little more high than even that umpire likes. Count goes full against Aiden Bond. Johnson and Vogue are at second and third. Wagner is in the hole at short. And Aiden walks out, or works out a walk to lead things off. So the leadoff batter is aboard here. He represents the tying run, down 1-0 here in the home half of the first. Kaylee Kahn now at the plate. High for a ball, 1-0. Blumenkohl, Vandergrind, and Felicima, left to right, the three outfielders to complete the defense for Edgerton. As a pop fly into the infield, third baseman calls up the shortstop in the pitcher, and she's got it for the out. One away with a runner on first. Maddie Geiser, the first baseman, at the plate. Maddie with a great defensive game the first time around today, and also had a hit. Throw down to second is not in time, and a stolen base for Aiden Bond. So tying run in scoring position now for the Eagles. Maddie, a right-handed batter, and the pitch from Van Dyke. Swing, foul tip into the glove. No balls, two strikes on Geiser. And it's a pop fly that's an out to the shortstop. Ranges over towards third, and there's two away. Abby Oblo now. Play up here in center fielder. Beats it on the ground right back to the pitcher. And Dyke is up with it. On over to first. So the Eagles work on a walk. And they get a stolen base, but they strand her. And after one complete, it's 1-0 Edgerton. We will be back in Marshall. Section softball on Q92.
Hey, this is Abby Amlin from the LQPV softball team. I'm missing my own graduation party right now because I'm in center field. So big thanks to my mom and family for putting on my party, and I hope everyone is enjoying the game on KLQP. See you soon.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
All right, we're back in Marshall, and after one inning, it's 1-0 Edgerton. First pitch coming up here to another left-handed bat, Smith, the first baseman. That's the third or fourth left-handed bat in the lineup so far for Edgerton. He's got a 1-0 lead. Riley Clark winds and pitches. It's high for a ball. Pitch, 2-0. Another high one. Not yet. strike right down the heart of the plate. 2-1 now. 3-1, actually. And it's a 5-pitch walk. Leadoff batter aboard again for Edgerton. So Smith takes her spot over at first place after the walk. And right fielder Fleissima. Fly ball right behind home plate. Catcher ranges over. She cannot get it. Aiden Bunn. May have lost that a little bit in the sun. Maybe the wind as well. That's just a strike. 0-1. Check swing. Strike. 0-2. Beat it into the ground for a foul ball. Count remains, 0-2. Clark, and beat on the ground, left field side, foul again.
153. Hey, way ahead now, hit the mitt, kiddo.
Clark looks in the pitch. Just missing.
132. Go lay ahead, Fiverr, here to go.
So the count goes 1-2. Fouled straight back and out of play. Smith over in first base for Edgerton. Nobody out. So we worked out a walk over there. Clark's pitch. At the knees, and it's a ball. 2-2. Two pitch. A little bit low. And it's kind of in the dirt and got away, so the runner was able to advance.
255.
So runner in scoring position now. Edgerton with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. There's a called third strike. Allie Clark gets her first strike out here.
433. Sit
out
here,
Red.
Here we go.
Swing and a miss. Got another left-handed bat in the lineup. The undergrind of the center fielder is the batter. With a runner on second and one away. 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
433.
Fouled straight back and out of play. Count remains 0-2. There's a pitch in the dirt that got away again, and that allows the runner to advance to third. Swing and a miss, another strikeout. Just what the Eagles needed there, with a runner at third now and two outs. Vogue, the third baseman, is the batter. One of the very few that's batting from the right side of the plate so far for Edgerton. Clark's pitch at the shoulders is the ball.
144.
1-0 pitch, hit on the ground hard to the second baseman. Up with it, Traeger over to first. 4-3, got her by a step. Nice play by Traeger over there to retire the side. No runs off of no hits, and one left. After an inning and a half, it's still 1-0. Edgerton back in Marshall after this on Q92.
Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, back in Marshall, where the Eagles trail 1-0. Paul Ramo under the weather. Paul Schwartz here, covering for him today. And the Eagles, Traeger, Zarbuck, and Borstedt due up in the home half of the second here. To face Van Dyke, the right-handed pitcher. They have a Traeger with a nice sharp play at second base to end the inning. How many times do you have a great defensive play followed by a plate appearance where you have a great plate appearance, too? Let's see it. And now for it, she takes strike one down the middle. Just missing inside. 1-1. Missing again, low and inside. Ball two, 2-1. Beat into the dirt for a foul ball, 2-2. Eva Traeger, right-handed, second baseman. And the pitch, way out in front of the changeup for strike three. This is a pretty looking pitch. Really pulled the string on that one. And Sidney Zarbuck had a nice game at the plate last game. Takes low for a ball, 1-0. Check swing is called for a strike. 1-1. High and away for a ball. 2-1. 1 out, bottom of the second. Eagles trail, 1-0. Well, straight back and out of play. 2-2, count even now. High for a ball, count goes full. Raya Borstedt, the batter, due up next. After Sadie, let's see if she can work out a walker. Grab herself a base hit here. 3-2 pitch. High for a ball four. All right. Runner aboard with one away here for the Eagles. And Ryan Borstedt coming to the plate. And a stolen base down to second. Is in time, and the pitch was a ball. So runner advances to second. Sadie Zarbuck with the stolen base. Morrison with a 1-0 count. High for a ball. She goes with the tying run aboard and scoring position. And the pitch fouled towards the first base side. First baseman right in front of me, in front of the Lockfarl dugout, out for the out. Whitnable now, the shortstop. is up for the Eagles. High for a ball, 1-0. Two outs with a runner on second. Eagles would dearly love at least to get the runner in scoring position across to tie this game up. Van Dyke's pitch is high. 2-0. There's a strike. Two and one. The count on Whitten Abel with a runner at second. That's Sadie Bugzarbuck over there. Whitten Abel with a pop fly down towards left field. Shallow left. She ranges in and has it for the out. And no runs. No hits. No errors. And one left. After two complete, Edgerton one. Eagles nothing. Back with Edgerton coming to the plate when we return.
Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion, from work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties. We've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
All right, back in Marshall for Section 3A softball. The Eagles are down, but only 1-0 here after two innings as we move to the top of the third inning. In the top of the order, left-handed bat, designated player, Nibelink is the batter. She singled and scored the lone run back in the first. Clark looks in, high for a ball, 1-0.
.501.
1-0 pitch, outside for a ball, 2-0. There's a ball hit towards center field that fielded nicely to the backhand side by Omlin out there for the out on the line drive.
Hey, same spot, Eddie. 251.
That'll bring up Brimcall, the left fielder. She walked her last time up. She takes strike one. And yet another left-handed bat in that lineup. 0-1, Clark's wind-up and pitch. Bowled straight back. She gets ahead, 0-2. Riley Clark looks in, the 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground and hit the second base, but it's going to be there for a base hit. And with one out, there's one aboard off of a single. Wagner, the shortstop, number three bat in the order. This is outside. 1-0. Wagner lined out to the shortstop last time up, back in the first. Yep, there's another one that gets away from the catcher, back to the screen, and runner will advance. So Blumenkohl over at second base with one away and a 2-0 count. Clark looks in. Just missing a... Down on the count, 3-0. Got the strike down the middle. 3-1. Fly ball straight up in the infield towards the third base side in foul territory. And over there is Zarbuck for the catch and the out. Nicely done. Felicima, who flew out to the first baseman her first time up. Back in the first is the batter with runner at second base and two out. That one's driven into the ground to the first base side foul, 0-1. Felicima, another left-handed hitter, so three out of the top four are almost from the left side of the plate for this Edgerton ball club. Clark's pitch, high for a ball, Bond with a nice job snagging that one out of the air. Could have been trouble otherwise. One ball and one strike. Clark looks in for the sign. Just missing high, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count even, 2-2.
55.
Riley would dearly love her third strikeout of the game. Swing! She got it. From my lips to God's ears, huh? That'll retire the side. No runs off of one hit, one left. After 2.5, it's still 1-0 Edgerton. Home half of the third coming up, and the Eagles picking up the bats when we return.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit bellinghamfarmerscoop.com.
Back in Marshall for Section 3A softball. Eagles trail Edgerton right now, 1-0, but as we head to the home half of the third here, and the Eagles coming up. Yeah, Maya Morganson, the designated player, number 9, bat in the order. He'll face Van Dyke, the right-hander. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air past second base out towards center field. Vandergrind, the center fielder, has it. And there's one away. Strike one to Aiden Bond. She got a walk and stole a base back at the first before she was stranded there. Takes high for a ball, 1-1. Van Dyke looks in, and the pitch high for ball two, 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the third. Fouled straight back into the screen. 2-2. Well, this is pretty much everything that the Edgerton-McRae game wasn't. That was won by Edgerton 17-1, I believe, was the final score there. As that skips in the dirt for a ball, and count goes full now at 3-2 with one out for Aiden Bond. Called third strike right down the middle. So there's two away. Kaylee Kahn, the batter. Kaylee, the left fielder. Right-handed bat. She popped out to the third baseman her first time up. Takes the ball. That's lined out into center field for a line drive base hit. Single with two out for Kaylee Kahn. That brings up the number three bat in the order, Maddie Geiser. Popped out to the shortstop her last time up. Fouled straight back. Two out, one on. Runner takes off just past the shortstop and out into outfield. Kaylee Kahn doesn't even slow down and goes sliding into third. So runners at the corners now with a two out rally cooking for the Eagles. Nice job of base running by Kaylee Kahn. She saw that the ball kind of slowed down in the grass out there and never even hesitated rounding second. So, Abby Hamlin bounced out in front of the plate. Back to the pitcher her first time up. She takes the ball low, 1-0. Just a base hit ties this game up. High for a ball, 2-0. They're going to take this chance to bring in Ashton Shelston to run for Maddie Geiser at first. Of course, that's the rules where you can re-enter. That's always so handy. So Shelston's over at first base. Kaylee Kahn's over at third. A 2-0 count right now to Abby Hamlin. Swatsky traps over from third base to have a little word with Abby. Now she steps back into the box. Van Dyke back in the circle. High and outside for a ball. Runner goes on defensive indifference. So Shelston's over at second base now. The throw went down to third, of course, because they didn't want to risk the double steal. So now a base hit to the outfield. Could score two. There's a strike at the letters. 3-1. Fly ball over the screen, right by me, and out of play. Hit hard on the ground towards short. Over and 6-3 on the put out. That retires the side and ends the threat for the Eagles. No runs off of two hits, and they strand two. After three complete, it's still 1-0 Edgerton. They come to the plate when we return on Q92.
I can go pretty far in my new truck, but I didn't have to go far to pick up my new truck loan. My credit union is local, so instead of a lot of fast talk, I got a loan that's just as fast as my truck. If you need to pick up a truck loan, stop by and talk to my credit union.
Greater Community Credit Union, a better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greaterccu.com.
Back at section softball, and the Eagles trail Edgerton 1-0 as we go to the top of the fourth here. Riley Clark with her warm-up pitches. She's got, I believe, 3 strikeouts so far this afternoon in this one. And she got a couple of strikeouts in the second inning. A strikeout in the third inning to retire the side. And she goes in to face her counterpart. Van Dyke. First pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Second pitch on the way from Clark. Fouled straight back. Count even at 1-1 now. There's a foul ball down the left field line. 1-2 is Riley Clark works ahead of the hitter. She's a miss. Gets her 4th strikeout on that beautiful changeup. And Dyke was way out in front of that one. So one away, and that brings up Schmidt. He walked and advanced as far as third base, back in the second, and they stranded her there as she fouls straight back. 1-1. Get on the ground towards third. Kind of booted there off the foot. And runner is aboard. Smith's at first on E5. So one on, one out. And Felicima, the right fielder, in to face Riley Clark. High for a ball. She was Clark's first strikeout victim back in the second inning. Fouled into the dirt. 1-1. Count is even now with one away. 455. Clark's 1-1 pitch gets way outside and rolls to the screen on the wild pitch. That advances the runner. Ooh, just missing on that one. 3 balls, 1 strike. Clark's 3-1 delivery. And it's a wild pitch again that gets to the screen, and that advances the runner to third. Yeah, infield gets called in, and we're going to be having a pitching change here for the Eagles. Yeah. Let's see here as we get the pitching change here. Ava DeLean, who started game one and went four innings, getting a loss for the Eagles, is now back in relief in game two here. With a couple of runners on here for Edgerton with one out. Daleen taking her warm-up pitches here. So runners at the corners for the Flying Dutchman. As the center fielder, Vandergrind, another left-handed bat in the lineup, will be stepping in to face Ava DeLean in relief. Infielders are in, watching the warm-ups, talking with Coach a little bit here. Yeah, it looks like her warm-up tosses are done, and we're going to get back to it with Vandergrind back in. Apologies to any of the Edgerton folks with the names here. Got the lineup card, and not all the letters came through on the carbon, and only first initials and not first names were given. High for a ball, 1-0. Andaline's first pitch, and defensive indifference allows the runner to get to second. Runners at second and third. The Eagles down 1-0. They would dearly love to keep this one close as ball two is fired. So they have a 2-0 delivery. Hit on the ground right back to DeLean. She looks the runner back. Goes to second. They get the runner there. Nicely done by Ava DeLean. She looked the runner back at third. And instead of going over to first, she got the runner off of second. And fielder's choice puts Vandergrind on first base, and still runners at the corners with two out. DeLean's pitch hit on the ground towards short, up with it. Long throw over, and a nice scoop out over first base on a low throw. Gets it 6-3. So Whitten able the geyser to end the inning in some smart defensive play. Keeps it 1-0 as we go to the home half of the fourth. Eagles try to tie it up, if not better, when we return on Q92.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day.
Back in Marshall in Section 3A softball, last half inning could have been a big inning with a crooked number for Edgerton, but Eagles with a pitching change and then some defensive intelligence and nice play kept it close, and the strand of the runners at second and third. Excuse me, first and third, because they got the runner at second for that second out. Here we go. High for a ball. has it. Ava Traeger struck out back in the second inning, her first time on. Up in the count here, 1-0. And Dyke, the pitch, beat in the ground, foul, third baseline. 1-1. Another one beating the ground right in front of the plate for a foul ball. 1-2 now. As Van Dyke works ahead of the hitter here with nobody out in the home half of the fourth. Fouled straight back and out of play. Van Dyke with a 1-2 delivery. Oh, boy, I tell ya. Called third strike. I mean, it's right there at the knees, but you don't give that right there at the knees call for the first time in the fourth inning. So there's one away. Get on the ground towards the second baseman. Up with it. 4-3 and the outs. Mercedes Arbuck retired. Just like that, there are two outs. Raya Borsted. Fouled out to the first baseman her last time up, back in the second. There she is with two outs. Takes ball one. That is hit on a line drive to left field for a base hit. Borsted is aboard with a hit. Yep, Eagles once again get a hit with two outs. Did so last inning as well and made it kind of interesting there. I think we've got a bit of a lineup change here. Tegan Conroy is going to be the pinch runner over at first base. For Borsted being pinch run again for. And Whitney Abel is the. There's a strike at the knees. 0-1. A 1 pitch. Bounce straight back into the screen. 0-2. Fly towards right field. The right fielder is under it. Felicima, she's got it for the can of corn. And the Eagles. No. And after 3.5, it's still 1-0. Or excuse me, after 4 complete, it's still 1-0. Edgerton, we go to the top of the fifth when we return on Q92.
The next time you need an electrician, call Lane's Electric in Nassau. Lane Dan Zeeson is a master electrician and is ready to go to work on your project, whether it be on your farm, at your business, or in your home. Lane does work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. You can give Lane's Electric a call at 320-226-4988. That's 320-226-4988, or send an email to lanes electric@gmail.com. For prompt, professional, and friendly service, call Lane's Electric, Nassau.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
All right, back in Marshall, Eagles trail In the top of the fifth here, only 1-0, though. Edgerton got one run back in the first inning. Leadoff batter scored that very first run, and since then it's been quiet. Ava Deline came in for two-thirds of the inning. Last inning, she's back in there. And it's one ball and no strike now. To another left-handed bat. Ball two to Nibelink, the designated player. Fouled straight back into the screen, 2-1. Two-one pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Count even at 2-2. Ava fights back. In the count to even it. Swing and a miss. Got her. Great job by Deline to come back in that. So Vogue, the third baseman, now at the plate, another left-handed bat. That's it. Excuse me there. That was Nibelink. And Brumenthal with a fly ball to shortstop. She's got it. Easy can of corn there. I barely had a move out of there where she was playing her to the little bit of a third base side, a short there. So a fly out for out number two. Here comes Wagner. Hit hard on the ground but foul down the left field line. 0-1 as Deline works ahead. On one pitch, change up just a little bit outside. Hit down the left field line and just foul. That was a line drive that if it would have stayed fair, would have been extra bases. But it was fouled by maybe 10 inches. One and two is the count to Wagner. She's the shortstop. Hit on the ground, left field side. It appears as though she likes to pull that. One ball, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Eagles got the first two batters this half inning. There's a fly ball towards the left field. Coming in is Kahn, and she's got it for the third and final out of this inning. A 1-2-3 half inning there in the top half of the fifth. We go to the home half of the fifth. Eagles trail 1-0. They'll see what they can do about it when we return on Q92.
Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Mineota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, you auto come to us for all your vehicle needs. Check out their website at csaminiota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Mineota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Mineota. Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
All right. Eagles send Maya Mortensen up to the plate to start off the bottom of the fifth here, trailing 1-0. Flew out to center field, back of the third inning. That one's low for a ball, 1-0. Van Dyke's wind up, hit on the ground, right back to Van Dyke. She's up with it, 1-3 on the put out. Back to the top of the order, and Aiden Bond is the batter. She struck out back in the third and walked back in the first. Also had a stolen base back in the first as well. There's a strike right at the waist. 0-1 as Van Dyke works ahead. Ooh, a little bit high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Low for a ball, 2-1. Well, our Eagles lost their first game in section play during this double elimination earlier today. Swing and a miss. Count goes even now, 2-2 to Bond. As they lost 10-1, or excuse me, 10-3. They got the first three runs of the game, and then after that, it was all Wabasso. So with one away, we've got a full count now to Aiden Bond. Payoff pitch. Called third strike at the shoulders. Kaylee Kahn, she singled and last time up, flew out to third her first time up. Officially 1-for-2 in the afternoon. In this one, takes ball one high. Van Dyke now on the 1-0 delivery. Beating the ground to third base side foul. In the last couple of innings, the Eagles have gotten hits with two outs. Where we're at now. Two outs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, trailing 1-0. Paul Schwartz in for a under the weather Paul Ramo today. Fouled straight back into the screen. 1-2 as Van Dyke working ahead. She's been going the distance so far for Edgerton. Edgerton beat McCray in the game previous to this. 17-1 was the final there. There's a line drive out towards center field and over the center fielder's head. Oh, they're going for two, and she's got a stand-up double, does Kahn. So that's the tying run. Kaylee Kahn, her second hit of the afternoon. So she's got a single and a double. And Maddie Geiser coming to the plate. Maddie singled her last time up in the third. And would love to get a base hit to the outfield with two outs to tie this game. High on the inside for a ball. Over the head of the shortstop out into left field. They're going to wave the tying run around. Here comes Kaylee Kahn, and she slides in, and we're tied. A two-out rally has tied the game for the Eagles now at one apiece, and Maddie Geiser with a single and RBI. Abby Omland is the batter now. Abby grounded out to short. grounded back to the pitcher and up. Her last two times up, she swings and misses 0-1. Van Dyke looks in. Swing and a miss. 0-2. High for the ball. One ball, two strikes now with two out and one on. One already in. That was the tying run. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. But not before. The Eagles get two hits. They get one run off of two hits, and they leave one. We're tied now after five complete, 1-1. Back after this on Q92.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
All right, we're back in Marshall. Paul Schwartz sitting in for Paul Ramu, who's under the weather today. Glad you could join us for section softball. Eagles won their, or lost their first game today. They've now in the loser's bracket trying to come back. Playing this one against a very good Edgerton team, and they've just tied it up at one apiece as we go to the top of the sixth inning here. Ava Deline, who came on in the fourth inning, pitched two-thirds there, and then pitched the fifth, and here she starts the sixth. And a really nice defensive play to get out of a jam that led to getting out of a jam back in the fourth. And first pitch is high for a ball to Felicima, the catcher. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Looks like she was way out of front on that one. The catcher, Felicima. High for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Check swing, called strike. Two balls, two strikes. 141. Blue, who just missed. Maybe outside. Count goes full now, 3-2. Daleen's payoff pitch. And it's a walk and runner board. So Felicima is the courtesy runner in now. Down at first base for the catcher, Felicima.
Come on, Greg. Come on now.
Foul ball to the left side by the dugout and out of play. 0-1 as Deline works ahead of Van Dyke, the pitcher. Jacobson, that is the pinch runner, number 27. Swing and a miss. So way out in front of that one. Throw down to second. Stolen base. So runner in scoring position for Edgerton with nobody out and an 0-2 count to the batter at the plate. Edgerton stranded some runners. One ball, two strikes now. Van Dyke took a ball there. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be foul ball. And Kaylee Kahn did not quite get over there in time. It was a long run from her position in left field, so it just falls harmlessly to the ground in foul territory. One and two, and we'll do it again. Runner on second base. Hit on the ground. Third baseman up with it cleanly. Looks the runner back. Over to first to Geiser for the out. Runner was able to advance anyway. As Zarbach made a nice play over there. 5-3 on the putout. Zarbach did a nice job fielding it cleanly. Looked the runner back, but in softball, it's not quite 90 feet there. What is it, 60? So, they were able to advance to third anyway. There's the ball.
504, Rick Wall, sister, Rick Wall.
Hi there. So there's one out. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Smith, the first baseman. Another left-handed bat in that lineup. Get on the ground, right back to the pitcher, and it was actually the second baseman that was able to field it. It went through Ava's legs, but 4-3 on the putout, but a runner scores, so it's a 2-1 lead now for Edgerton. They reclaim the lead. So Asima. The right fielder, pop fly, shallow left. Khan comes in and has it. That retires the side, but not before. The Flying Dutchman get one run off of no hits, nobody left. And we head to the home half of the sixth with the Eagles trailing now 2-1. Back after this.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow Auto Wash is now Wow Auto Wash and Laundromat, designed for convenience, speed, and cleanliness all in one place. Check out Wow Auto Wash and Laundromat in Dawson.
Back in Marshall, Section 3A softball, Edgerton has just eked ahead again. 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Eagles come to the plate. First pitch is high, 1-0. Eva Traeger, the second baseman, struck out back to the fifth. Bounced out to short, bounced out to the pitcher. 0-for-3 on the afternoon, she's due. High for a ball. 2-0 now.
Let's go, Eva!
2-0 pitch. There's a strike at the letters. 2-1. Fly ball down the right field line, just past the first base. Oh, my goodness. First baseman going to her knee. It would have been a fair ball. And it bounced out of her glove, but a nice backup by Johnson, the second baseman, catches it. She was over there, too. So there's one away. Starbuck is up. So is that a 3-4 and a sister drive? How do you score that? I think you just leave the first baseman out of it, don't you? Yeah, no. There's a ball to Zarba. One ball, one strike now. To Sadie Zarba. Grounded out to second. Back in the fourth. She walked back to the second. Strike of the knees. 1-2. That one's way low. Two balls, two strikes with one away and nobody on. Swing and a miss. She had a good shot at it. Out number two, off the strikeout. Ryan Borstedt had the single that tied the game at one with two outs her last time up. Back in the fourth. It's the ball a little bit high and inside. Well, the Eagles' hits have come with two outs. Off speed, a little bit low, 2-0. Van Dyke's gone the distance so far for Edgerton. There's a strike of the letters. Two balls, one strike, two out. Nobody on. The Eagles trail by one, 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Hit on the ground hard towards third. She boots it. E6. Runner aboard. Well, she hit it hard. They always say, hit it hard, good things happened. And forced an error there on the shortstop. And Whitnabel now. There you go, shortstop. Flew out to right, flew out to the left so far today. Inside and low for a ball. 1-0 to her. Hit hard right up the middle. Base hit. Runners at first and second. And once again, the Eagles have some cooking with two outs. Maya Mortensen. Well, if nothing else, that's a foul ball over the screen and out of play. A 1-1. If nothing else, the Eagles will have turned the order over so that they have the top of the order coming up in the seventh. Trailing here 2-1. Van Dyke's pitch on the way. Mortensen takes outside for a ball. 1-1. There's a strike at the knees, just above. One ball, two strikes. And it's hit down the first base line, pop out to the first baseman. And retired the side. No runs off of one hit. One error and two left on. After six complete, 2-1, Edgerton leads. Back with the top of the seventh when we return on Q92.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
All right, back in Marshall, section softball, where the Eagles trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the seventh inning.
Wait. 121.
Center fielder Vandergrind, left-handed bat, takes a swing and a miss. She was a strikeout victim back in the second for Clark. One and one, ball one now to her. Two and one now, the count. Ava Deline so far has pitched 2 2/3, I do believe. Low for a ball, 3-1. Vandergrind is the batter. Ahead in the count, 3-1. Beat on the ground, second baseman, up with it, over. Nice play. Trayer to Geyser, 4-3 on the put up. There's one away.
141.
Vogue now the batter. Fly ball, shallow left, coming in and just placed in the perfect spot. Right where the infield meets the outfield, a little bit on the outfield side, drops in for a single. That turns the order over for Edgerton now.
211.
And Nibbling struck out back in the fifth is the batter. Into the dirt, that allows the runner to go to second. Hit hard on the ground, just past the shortstop out into center field. Quick throw in, though, holds the runner to third. So runners at the corners now with one away. Eagles would love to get out of this bit of a jam here without allowing a run, keeping it close. As it's 2-1, Edgerton here in the top of the seventh.
Rapid fire, here we go, rapid fire.
First pitch ball, 1-0.
Stop this mail for us right now, kiddo. 513.
Ruben Gall is the batter.
Outfielder, do or die four, do or die.
Get a walk, a single, and popped out to short. Nice play by Traeger at second, flips it over to first. Run does come in, though. And it's 3-1.
Good job.
Nibbelink over at third base now as the runner. Two outs, and it's 3-1, Edgerton. Hit hard out towards left field. The running catch to the center field side is Kahn, the left fielder. On that line drive, takes it away and keeps it at 3-1 and retires the side. Now the Eagles, they've flipped over the top to the top of their order, which will be coming up to see if they can rally here at the bottom of the seventh when we return on Q92.
Stop in to Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson, and check out the great selection of new and used vehicles. On the lot right now, a 2024 Ford Maverick XLT, all-wheel drive. It's like new, a local trade, and only 11,000 miles. How about a 2023 Ford Explorer XLT Sport, leather, third row seat, only 27,000 miles, or a 2021 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 Lariat, sharp local trade, only 69,000 miles on it. Check them out online at www.leemtrco.com or give them a call, 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, we're back in Marshall for Section 3A softball. Eagles could be down to their final three outs here of the year. However, it's only 3-1. It's been a tight-fought softball game. And we're at the top of the order now. Aiden Bond. Angels have the right bats coming to the lineup. Ooh, that was foul between first and catcher there, and it falls to the ground harmlessly. It was a nice diving attempt by Felicima. Nearly got it from their catcher position, but it's 0-1. Aiden Bond struck out back of the fifth, back of the third, and she walked back of the first. That's a line drive towards right field. Right fielder hung up, and she got it for the outs. Felicima, the right fielder, one away. Kaylee Kahn now. She doubled and scored the Eagles' run back in the fifth. It was a two-out rally that the Eagles briefly tied the game at one apiece. Low for a ball to Kaylee. Ball on the inside, 2-0. Van Dyke's been pitching well, down to third base, hard hit, but cleanly fielded, 5-3 on the foot out. Vogue, the third baseman, with just a really nice play over there. With the high counter, and just like that, we're down to the last out. Maddie Geiser, drove in a run her last time up to tie the game. That's fielded by the shortstop easily. That's going to do it. Wagner over to Smith. That's ball game. Eagles fall, and their season comes to a close. 3-1, your final score. And good game by the Eagles as they took in a very tough Edgerton team. This was a team that scored 17 runs versus McCray right before this game, and 10-run ruled them. And Eagles hung with them the whole time. They, of course, got the insurance run at the last half inning for them. And your final score is 3-1 as the Eagles lose and go home. We're going to be taking a commercial break here for a couple of minutes, and Scott Swatsky has promised to join us in a post-game show, and we're going to hold him to it. He said if it doesn't go our way, which it didn't, he's going to take a few extra minutes with some of his seniors before he comes over and joins us. So
you're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day. Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota. Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation, whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles. Lean Lumber has it all, and they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320 608-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all. Quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Mineota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, "You auto come to us for all your vehicle needs." Check out their website at csaminiota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Mineota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Mineota.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow Auto Wash is now Wow Auto Wash and Laundromat. Designed for convenience, speed, and cleanliness all in one place. Check out Wow Auto Wash and Laundromat in Dawson.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, we are back in Marshall, and welcome to the Neon Needles postgame show as the Eagles softball season winds to a close with a couple of losses today. And joining us, head coach Scott Sawatsky, and coach, you guys played him tough Edgerton's a good ball club, and to hold them to three runs and only lose 3-1 after what I saw in the game before versus McRae when they scored 17, that was a pretty good feat by your ball club.
Yeah, you know, I our girls have shown up all season long and competed and done exactly what we've needed them to do, and the effort that they gave today doesn't surprise me one bit. I couldn't be prouder of what they do day in and day out. I mean, they show up and they go to work and they do everything we ask for them, and they lock horns, and guess what? Sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't, and today it wasn't, the softball gods weren't in our favor. So
David DeLean came in relief pitching, and after she had a kind of a tough outing the first game today, she came back and righted the ship for herself and made some really smart defensive plays too.
Yeah, you know, and we talked to our pitchers on the way down here, and we just talked to them about, you know, it's all hands on deck today, because it might not be anything other than we're going to take some calculated risks at what we feel might be the best option against hitters, you know, to change up the pace a little bit and change up velocity, change up pitching styles. And I thought Riley Clark came out and did everything we needed her to do for a
yep.
few innings, and then we did. We took a calculated risk to say, let's bring in Ava right now and see how things can go. And I think between the two of them, they did everything we needed them to do to give us an opportunity. Our bats just couldn't quite put things together for us today.
Yeah, I was remiss in mentioning Clark, who started the game, had four strikeouts there and came up with some tough pitches when she really needed them.
She did, and she's done that all season long, and I, you know, she was probably a little confused at why we took her out, and maybe people in the audience were too. Like we said, it's just when you're around these girls day in and day out, and sometimes you just, there's a little gut instinct that says, hey, should we roll with this risk? And we all kind of put our heads together and said, yeah, I think it's, let's make this change. And you know, who knows, maybe it would have been different if we would have just stayed with Riley. I don't know, but regardless we had chances, and that's all we can ask for. And I'm just super proud of the girls today that they showed up. And two losses, I mean, it's tough, because
yep.
the finality of a season is heart-wrenching. You know, you lose four seniors and girls that you just
yeah.
live with really every single day. And like I told them in our team huddle, sometimes it's the best part of my day to show up and compete with them at practice and watch them have a desire to get better and be good teammates and be good people and be good athletes. And the conclusion for our seniors is always a emotional moment. Special moment and emotional, and you never want it to end. It just typically does end in a tough way for most people, and today was our day.
Talk about those four seniors. I was just going to ask you about that and what they've meant to this program.
Yeah, you know, I'll start with Christian Milbrandt. Christian was she came out in junior high and then wasn't out for a few years and wanted to come back out this year. And you know, she didn't, that gap in those years is, it just was too much to overcome in terms of catching up with the pace of the game, but she had a very positive attitude for us and worked hard all year long. Abby Emlin's a girl that played through her sophomore year, took a year off during her junior year, and came back out for us, and she's been instrumental, had a heck of a year at the plate, amazing defensive plays throughout the season. She had a really tough decision to make. They had scheduled graduation today, and so her party's actually going on right now without her, but she chose to stay with her teammates, and I'm grateful for that.
You know, as a former athlete coach, there was no decision there, right?
Well,
for her?
There wouldn't have been for me. And we had a heart-to-heart last night and after a practice, and I'm grateful for the decision that she made for our team. I know she wishes we were still playing on Tuesday. We all do, but I'm grateful that she remained a part of it with us. Callie Kahn is a gal. She came out as a freshman. She was out for track her first couple years and just really has been instrumental since her sophomore year of playing left field for us and just has done an amazing job at the plate. I mean, great base runner. I always give her a hard time that I'm faster than she is, but I can be honest now that I'm not even close. But she's had an amazing softball career. I'm grateful that she came to hang with us. And then lastly, we kind of the grandma of the group, Raya Borsted. She has been with us all 6 years and has been a staple of the program since elementary. And in our right fielder, and she's been a kid who's she's been a catcher. She's been whatever we've needed her to be. She has been, and she's had a season where she's come up with big plays, big at bats, and just couldn't be prouder of the four of them. And you know, I told them in the huddle, you're forever a part of this process. These young girls have looked up to you. They've watched you. You've been role models, and now they need to carry traditions on. And I think they've set a really good example.
All right, we appreciate it, Coach, and thank you for your time on the Neon Needles post-game show. And next season, the cupboard isn't bare, is it?
No, you know, if we can, there's a lot of really good things that happened this year, and with Maya going down, there was an opportunity for growth for our pitchers, and they worked their tails off. Maya Mortensen, Riley Clark and Ava Deline worked their tails off during the winter and really formed themselves into very nice varsity pitchers as ninth. And I mean, Maya Mortensen and Ava Deline are ninth graders. Riley Clark is a 10th grader. So, I mean, the cupboard's pretty full when it comes to pitching. And then if we can get Maya Swatsky back and healthy, I think we're sitting in a really good spot. And then, of course, I mean, you look around our lineup, next year, our catcher will be a junior. Our first baseman will be a sophomore. Our second baseman will be a junior. Our shortstop will be a senior. Our third baseman is going to be a junior. And then our outfield is going to be young. We're going to be young, but there's a lot of experience that we just gained, and we'll put in a bunch of time this summer and get a bunch of games in and continue to try to grow and get better. But the program's in a good spot right now. You know, we're ready to compete with anybody, and next year we've put a bunch of AA teams in our schedule so that we can go compete, so when it comes tournament time, we're used to playing against high-level competition.
That sounds great. So anyway, thank you there, Scott, for a wonderful season, and I know Mr. Ramos sends his best as well, who can be here today.
Yeah, hoping Paul gets feeling better, and I do want to thank Q92 for the coverage this season and always, and our listeners out there who couldn't be here today. I just thank everybody for tuning in. I'm hoping that baseball is going well today. I haven't heard any updates on that yet, but and then we've just got a bunch of, you know, it's the end of the season for all of our sports. Track's coming up, and I know volleyball, just some seedings came out there. I'm not exactly sure where everything's sitting, but it's a fun time of the year. And then at some point, it's an emotional roller coaster, you know. So it's always a tough ending.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much, Scott. It was a pleasure doing the game today.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you being here today.
Yep. Scott Swatsky, head coach of La Crosse Valley Eagles softball. And their season comes to an end today. Hard-fought game against Edgerton in the second loss today. 3-1 was the final score. And your Neon Needles player of the game is the pitcher Van Dyke from Edgerton, who went the distance and held the Eagles down to just one run as she scattered, four strikeouts through the game. And held the Eagles just to that one run. And your Jerry's U-Save Car Wash play of the game. That's a tough one to come up with. But we're going to have to go with that second run being scored as the play of the game. That was the go-ahead and winning run for them as Felicima, the catcher for Edgerton, after working out a walk and stealing a base and gaining a base on a wild pitch, she was able to come in and get that go-ahead run. It was an unearned run, but it was a run that was vitally important. And then, of course, they added the insurance run as well in the seventh inning to make it a 3-1, the final score. My thanks to all of our advertisers up and down the line. And, of course, Phil back in the studio. And Paul Ramo, we hope to that you get better, my friend. And it was a pleasure doing the game and covering it here for you. It's like old home. It's been at least 10 or 12 years since I've done some baseball or softball here for Q92. And I was thinking during the game, I think some of the first baseball I ever did for Q92 involved the dads of some of these players. So it goes back that long. So my thanks to everybody and Phil back in the studio and all of our listeners on Q92. Once again, your final from Marshall, Eagle season comes to a close to Edgerton 3-1. So long, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pyrrhus and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludwig's and Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Kenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Kron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Lager Concrete, Tadits Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldgrass Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Agan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application. And Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
It's 426 at Q92.
Big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. This is KLQP, Q92.
Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM, Q92.